Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We're starting Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amid. Where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we learn Niktam Roishoy. Niktam Roishoy, as everybody knows, means that the top of the lulav was cut off. Said our Mishnah, it's possible. Am Ravuna Leishonol and the Niktam. That's dafka because it's cut off. Aval Nistak. If it happens to be split, then it's kosher. What exactly is split? We'll see in a moment. Drink the more of a nistak kosher. When it's split, it's kosher. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa. Lulav kafuf, kavot, soduk, okum, doimel, amagel. All of these cases are possible. What are these cases? The first one is lulav kafuf. Lulav kafuf means that the tioimis, that the very top leaf, is bent over like a hook, like a U-shaped. Since it's bent over, we're not talking about the whole lulav, just the very top of the lulav, top tioimis, that is the middle, the shedra, the middle leaf, that happens to be bent over, no good. Kavot, says Rashi, the top means that it's full of koitzim, that there are thorns, it's very thorny, it's very prickly. Soduk, oh, soduk is the case of the nistak that we were talking about. We'll see what that means in a moment. Again, that means split. Okum doim lamagul means not that the top leaf is bent over, but the whole lulav is bent in one direction or another. We'll see exactly which direction we mean. Do we mean frontwards, backwards, to the right, to the left? We'll see that in another couple of lines. Anyway, all of these things are psulim. For those of you that have some of the newer art scroll editions, there are many beautiful pictures showing each one of these, so a picture is worth a thousand words. We have over here into the Tayyar Chaver of Ari Weinreb was Menadet Marois Sukkah. Beautiful, beautiful pictures here where you can go and see the lulav kafuf over here where it's bent over. That's the top. Anybody looking at the screen, you'll see it. Lulav kafuf, that's number one. Then you have kavots. Kavots is where you have a whole bunch of thorns, quite thorny, prickly. And then you have on the next page, we have nistak. Nistak is pretty straightforward. It means that it's split, but we'll see exactly how it splits. Baltimazain. Good. So, and then okum doim lamago. Let's see. A couple of pages later, earlier. Further. Okay. Anyway, you get the idea. So what's the halach? All these are possible. Now, chorus means that it's got hard. Now, for those of you that have lived in Eretz Yisrael for a while, especially over Sukkot, you know what they typically do in Eretz Yisrael for schach, is they go and take what would have been lulavim, but they left those lulavim on the trees, and then a year or two or 3 years later, they go and become very, very hard, like a piece of wood, mamish, and then all of those leaves that were nicely compacted, attached to the lulav, have all spread, and now they've grown their own branches and have grown out considerably. So those are very chorus, so those are very hard. That's possible. That means it's an old, old lulav. Not a lulav hayavesh. We're talking about a lulav that grew on the tree, but you left it there for an extra year or two or three, and then it really hardened, became like a piece of wood. That's if it's chorus mamish. If it's doimel chorus, that's kosher. What means doimel chorus? Rashi says you didn't leave it there for two or three years, you just left it for a little bit longer, and therefore hischel is kosher. It started to harden, but it didn't become wood yet, so then that would be kosher. Then you can still bend it back. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we started off with a stira. We said nistak is kosher. And then we said soduk, which is the same as nistak, we said it's possible. So make up your mind. Really, if it happens to be split, meaning if individual alim are split, we're not talking about the tioimis. Tioimis is the middle leaf. We're talking about individual alim. If they're split, that's kosher. If it's kehemnik, what exactly is kehemnik? So Rashi says it grows differently than your standard lulav. We normally think of it splitting, that it split over time. No, it was lying after you cut it, after you harvested it. If you weren't careful, then the tioimis split. Here we're talking that it split lechatchila, meaning Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi of the Ovid Kehemnak, Rashi says, Mitzpur shel Barzel shel Sofrim sheyesh lo shnei roshim v'roshi echad mefutzel. What does that mean? And that means it's very similar to a clothes fit. Voice, if you've ever seen when the women put out the clothes on the lines, not the fancy new electric dryers, but if you put it out on the line to, that it should go and heat, it should dry up with the sun. So you put such a clothespin. So a clothespin, if you look at it, it has like a V on top, and then you squeeze it, and then it opens up. So the Sofrim, when they are, for instance, being Magia Mezuzois, all of our Mezuzos are rolled up. When you open it up, it's very hard to go and be Magia. So you have to go and, not, you don't want to flatten it out, because then some of the Oisis can come over. So what you do is, you attach it to a board from all four sides, similar to the paper clips that we have today, and they are similar in design to those types of clothespins, where you go and squeeze it, and then it holds it in place in each one of the four corners. So that's this type of portspor shel barzel that Rashi is referring to. So Zot Rashi, kach godol haluluv, that's how the luluv grew, kimin shtei shedrois, as if it had two separate spines. Machtes al lekan, machtes al lekan. So, in fact, in the art scroll, he suggests that it's similar to the letter Y in the ABC. That in the bottom of it, it's together. But as it grows up, it's like a Y. It grows in two directions. Oh, so now we got a beautiful, beautiful picture, courtesy of Rav Arya Weinreb. Split down the middle, like a beautiful D on the top. And you have a Y. Everybody sees? Yeah, gorgeous. Very nice. So that's what is possible. That is absolutely possible. So that's when the Braise is said at the very top. Soduk is possible. That's Kehemnik. However, if you have your regular lulav, where a few of the leaves, not the middle leaf, but a few of the leaves happen to be cut and they are split, that's not a problem, and it's kosher. We're going to talk about the Tiyoimis shortly. Miatzishah. Zokim or Vaita. Okim Doim Lamagel. Okim Doim Lamagel means that the whole lulav is moving to the right or to the left or to the back or to the front. In other words, it's not taut straight like a rod, but it's bent over. When do we say that it is possible? Only if it's towards the front. Now, what exactly means lefanav uli achrav? If you look at Rashi, parallel to Agmar, leachrav means shenekam litzad hashedra, that it is bent over towards the shedra. In other words, the shedra is the top part of the lulav. The bottom part is the tzad which is keneged hashedra. That's the back part where it's a little bit open, etc. Okay, so now if it happens to be bent, the tzad hashedra, towards the person that's holding it, so therefore the achrav means that the lulav is pointing in your direction, it's bent over in your direction. In such a case, that would be kosher, because that's priyosihu, that's the way it grows. But if it's lefanav, meaning that as you're holding the lulav, you see it like bending over, swaying towards somebody else, towards the guy in front of you, then that's possible. So, nochmos, when do we say it's possible? It's lefanav. Of the achrav meaning shenekla tzachedra, it's facing you, towards you, that's priyosi and that's kosher. Omer Rav Nachman.
We need to
bend
over backwards in order to make it kosher.
Exactly. Shkoyach, thank you. So Omer Rav Nachman. What happens if it's not bent forwards or backwards, but to the right or to the left? Is a machloik, is it 2 days here? Rav Nachman says, kilafonav dami. If it's kilafonav, we said, then it's kosher. However, the amr kilachrav dami, and then it's posul. The amr of it. What means b'chad hutza? Explains Rashi that all of the leaves of the lulav are only on one side of the lulav, not on both sides. That's considered to be a balmum, and it's possible. Sorry, the fun of the Gemara said is good. Go back to the Gemara. Amr of Nachman. Sorry. Amr Rava, third line. Layam, fourth line. Layam, that we said at the top of the Yomud, that Soduk is possible. Liman elal fanov. That is no good. Lefanov is no good. I said differently. I'm sorry. So lefanov. What's the definition of lefanov? I said tzad shekeneged hashedra means towards the back of the shedra. It's bent over towards its back. Then it is possible. Avliachrav, if it's bent over towards you, then it's okay. Then it's beyond. Okay. So I hopefully, I'm sorry if I misspoke before. Shkoyach. So therefore, if the lulav, if all of the leaves are on one side, it's a one-sided lulav, and not on both sides, it's about mum, and it's possible. Right, nifritzu aleph. So we have in the Mishnah that nifritzu is possible, nifridu is kosher. Rashi already said in the Mishnah, nifritzu means that the aleph fell off, and you tied them back by putting on ringlach around it to keep it tight. While nifridu means that it didn't fall off yet, but they were already coming out from all sides as if they were going to fall off, and then you tighten them by putting ringlach on. Amra papa, nifritzu di ovid ki chufya. Ki chufya means like using it for a broom. In the good old days when they made brooms, they didn't make them from artificial hairs like they make it today, but they used to go and take the old dried out lulavim, not that they used for a mitzvah, you know, you bought in the store, you bought from the farm or whatever, whoever owned such a tree. So you took the dried out lulavim, where the lulavim, all of the leaves had already fallen off, and you take those leaves and you paste them together, attach them together to a stick or to whatever, and you make it into a broom. That is possible, because the alum actually fell off the lulav. Nifridu, the ifrit ifrudi. Ifrudi ifrudi means that they started coming off, but they didn't actually come off yet. They're still attached to the lulav. Since they're still attached, then it's okay. Point up, up. Oh, this is what we spoke about before. What happens if the middle one, that's the shedra, if that is split at the very top, nitlatiyoimis is possible. If the tiyoimis on top was cut off, it was missing, then it's possible. So therefore the Gemara is medayik. My love, who are the nechlika, that it's also possible. But you're like, nitlashayni, dochosale. If it's actually cut, you're missing a piece of lulav. That's why it's possible. However, it's just split. You're not missing anything, and it would be kosher. But there's another version of Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Rabbi Levi. Nechlakas yoimis nasik emish nitlat yoimis opasul. And in fact, there's no difference between nechlaka and nitla. It's possible. Now, this is, of course, probably the most common problem that we have with our lulavim, that you have the nechlaka hatiyoimis at the top. What is the shear? So 99% of the poskim hold it's got to be at least roy, or at least a miyataniker, if it's just a mashu who is gunish. But nevertheless, people are very, very makbid, because they're concerned that if it's only open a mashu, it's going to open up more and more, especially as you shake the lulav throughout the yomtiv. And therefore, people are makbid, it should be totally closed till the top. Sorry? Can you glue it? Yeah, speak to your competent Orthodox rabbi. What happens if your pitum falls off from the esrei? Can you go and glue it? Speak to your competent Orthodox rabbi. Right, review the Oimer Yagdanil Milmalet. So Yehuda said, by the nifritu alav, what you have to do is you have to put ringlach on it and tie it so that it shouldn't look like it's spreading. It should look like it's nice and flush with the lulav itself. What's the reason for that? Tanya Yehuda Oimer Mishim Reb Tarfin Kapis Tamarim. The reason why the Torah used the expression of kapos tamarim, because that's like the word kofus. Kofus means it's tied down. So normally your regular lulav, you don't have to tie it down, because your regular lulav, usually all the alim, all the leaves are nicely on the sides of the lulav, and it looks very pretty and very nice. But if it's parted, if it is beginning to go and separate, it's starting to dry out a little bit and it's coming off of the spine, and Yekafsenu says of Yehuda, because of the din of Kapis Kofus, he got to go and attach it by putting the ringlach on and making it nice and tight and beautiful. Amri Ravina Ravashi, we might the high Kapis tomorrow, the Lovahu, Ema Charusa. What the Gemara is asking is very simply, we know, based on our Mesoida, that when it says in the Torah, the Kachman Chembi, Yoy Marishayim, Creator, the kapos tamarim, a kapos tamarim means a lulav. Who said that that means a lulav? I know it's related to the tamarim tree. Tamarim is a date tree. Tamarim are date. Kapos means l'choira, the parts, the branches, the leaves of the date tree. So Gemara is saying, how do I know that it's really a lulav? The Torah doesn't say the word lulav. Eima, maybe you should go and say it's something else. So what is that something else? Might high kapos tamarim lulavahu. Eima charusa. Now we had charusa at the top of the yom, that was the top line when we spoke about chorus or doima l'chorus. And you remember what Rashi said about chorus, that it had already been left on the tree for a while, and now it's kosher. It's hard like a piece of wood. It's really, really hard. Rashi says the same thing over here. If you go one line higher than our Gemara, Rashi says, Harusa, Anaf Hadekel, this is the branch of the palm tree, of the date tree, Mishneskash, Shteishan Vishalish, if it's left there on the tree for 2 or 3 years, it becomes hard like a, not like a rock, but hard like a piece of wood. And therefore, Yoitzabu Lovim Harabi Shinoshu Aleim and Niskashu Kamheim and Asaway. It all becomes mamish like wood, wood, wood. And Zepoin Lakam is Zepoin Lakam Ki Anfei Shar Ilonis. What happens is that your original lulav, every one of the leaves has now separated from the main shedra, from the main spine, and it hardens, and it becomes like almost like new branches from what was your original lulav when it was nicely on the tree. So says the Gemara, maybe that's what we mean in the Torah, Kapis Taman, when it's really hard like a piece of wood after 2 or 3 years.
So, and not use a regular lulav.
Maybe that's the din of a lulav. Don't say lulav means what we buy in the stores nowadays from these with the lulav handlers, but it means really the charusa, the one that has it separate. All separated. Exactly, a nice heart. So if you want to be in a kofas v'leka, based on what we just learned, it has to be capable that you should be able to be kofas it, to be able to go and tie it down to, tie it together to the spine, and you can't because it's so hard. If anything, it'll just break. You cannot possibly go and tie it to the spine any longer of the ufsa. Rashi says that, let's look at the Rashi, about 8 lines before the wide lines. The ema ufsa istila me ikar hadekel shu cholok vein anaf yetzim menu lekan lekan sheim lecha kofasei menu. Why don't you say that you should go and take from the actual trunk of the palm tree, not from the lulav which is all the way at the top, but from the trunk itself? And since it's from the trunk itself, it is ein lecha kofas mimenu. That's the real best possible kofas, where everything is attached to the spine because it's part of the trunk down below. So tomorrow kofas mechlal de ikka porad. Since the Torah refers to kapis tomorrow, which we've interpreted to mean kofas, to mean to tie down, it's got to be that part of the tree which could theoretically separate, so that I need to kofas it to go and tie it down. If you're talking about from the trunk of the tree, that's going to be kofas forever and ever. That you don't have to tie down. That is by its nature tied down. It's a piece of wood. You don't have to worry about tying it. Maybe we mean kufra. What means kufra? So says Rashi right before the wide lines. It's similar. Now this is similar to the Gemara said at the top of the Yom, the difference between charus and doim lecharus. Charus means that it's really hard already, like a real piece of wood. No way of possibly tying it down. Here, the kufra that we're talking about is that it wasn't as hard as the charis, because it wasn't 2 or 3 years, it was only 1 or 2 years, so it wasn't that thick. So if you really tried hard, you can go and tie down the leaves and push them back to the shed. So maybe that's what we're referring to. So tomorrow, there's another problem. What's the problem? And the problem, says Rashi, is that when it reaches the kufra level, it's very, very prickly and very, very thorny. And as soon as you put it into your hands, you're going to cut your fingers all over. And the Torah didn't require you to go and do a mitzvah and to start bleeding in all directions. Maybe the word kapois tomorrow, which obviously is plural, maybe that's coming to tell you two clusters of dates. And that's what you should go and take. Shake your lulav, nishka lulav. Take two clusters of dates and shake them back and forth. So tomorrow, that's why it says kapasksiv. In other words, the kapois tomorrow in the Torah is missing a vav. So you could read it singular, and therefore it's like a pintle on top of the page instead of a choylem. Kapasksiv, to tell you that it's only one and not two. So okay, they mechada, go and take one cluster of dates, not two clusters of dates. How do you know it's got to be a lulav? So who kaf korile? When you're talking about a cluster of dates, that's not called a kapas or a kapois. That's called a kaf. And since the Torah says we have kapois tomorrow, we mean a lulav, and we don't mean a cluster of dates. Fine. We go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Tinei Har HaBarzel Ksheira, if you have a lulav from the Tinei Har HaBarzel, it's kosher. What does that mean? Omer Rabbi, Leishono Lesher Roish Shulzeh Magil Etzad Ikra Shulzeh. Aval Ein Roish Shulzeh Magil Etzad Ikra Shulzeh. Possible. What we mean is that the leaves on the side of the lulav are not long leaves like we are accustomed to, that right as you get to the top of one leaf, right above that is the top of the next leaf, and right above that is the top of the next leaf, and that's why you have So if you have that all the leaves keep on overlapping the leaf on top of it to the point where the points at the top of each one of the leaves is just barely below the leaf right on top of that one and the leaf right on top of that one, right? If you ever go and put your hands down on the two sides of the leaves, you can easily go and cut your fingers because of the points. But each one of them is consecutively one after the next, after the next, after the next. By the Tzinei Har HaBarzel, the leaves are much, much shorter. They are so short that some of them don't even reach the root of the leaf right on top of it. So it doesn't overlap, it just barely gets to the point of the next leaf on top. So therefore, Abai is making a distinction between the length of those leaves. Again, there's a picture over here which shows you how short each one of these. I don't know if you can see it on the screen. But anyway, for those of you that have their new Oiz V'Hadar Gemaras, they have beautiful pictures in the back. Okay, but it's not that difficult to understand. Omer Abai. That's the din. A lulav is only if they're one on top of the other.
It's like separate.
And also because the din of hidur. Anytime it doesn't look nice, it's not hotter. So Omer Abai. Lo yishon ol yishroish shulzeh magil etzad ikri shulzeh. When do we say in our Mishnah that it's still kosher if at the very least there's some overlap that the roish of one of them at least hits or touches at the very least the ikroi, the beginning of the next leaf? If it is so short that where one leaf ends, the new leaf hasn't even begun yet, then it's possible. And in fact, this memra of Abaya is supported by a braisa. The braisa said it's possible. Ivanan Tanan Ksheir by Misha says that it's kosher. Make up your mind. It really depends on the length of the leaves. If that leaf, the bottom leaf, touches the ikr of the upper leaf, then you're okay. But if the leaf is so short it doesn't even reach the upper leaf, it's possible. And others say, not that we started off with a memra of Abai and we proved it from the braisa, others started off the other way around with a stir. Tonight, our mission says here in Abai is kosher. But there's a braisa that says that it's possible. Amr Abai lekash. Here it's talking about that the top of one leaf does reach the bottom of the leaf on top of it, and therefore there is an overlap, or at least it touches it. So if there's at least enough of a touching, then it's kosher. It is so short it doesn't even reach the next leaf, the base of the next leaf, and therefore it is possible. Amra Mary and Amri B'shulman Levi, the Amri Lotani, Rabba Bar Mary, Mishum, Rabbi Yechman Zakai, Shtei Tamoris Yesh Begei Ben Hinoim. Where is Gei Ben Hinoim? Gei Ben Hinoim, says Rashi, is Samach Yerushalayim. And even today, if you walk in the Arab section of Yerushalayim, I'm not suggesting that you should, but if you do, then you'll see that there are signs saying, here starts Gei Ben Hinoim. Whether or not that is a reliable sign, Chvesnish, but there is at least a neighborhood in the Arab territory which is called Gei Ben Hinoim, right next to the Beis Hamikdash, next to Yerushalayim. The Oil Ashim Ibinayim, and in that spot where the two tamaris are, those two date trees, there is smoke coming up from between them. And Vizeru Shishanino, about these trees, it is written that these are the Tzinei Har HaBarzel, where the lulavim from them, even though they are short leaves, but at least they cover the base of the one on top of it, and therefore they're ksheirois. The reason why you see the smoke coming out is because, unfortunately, that's the Pesach of Gehenim. If you have a lulav, okay. So the lashon Mishnah was how long does a lulav have to be? It said in the Mishnah, lulav sheyesh boi shloisha tvachim kidei lenanea boy is kosher. The sound of the Mishnah is that the lulav has to be 3 tvachim long kidei lenanea boy, so you can do the nanuam, you can go and shake it back and forth. But we'll see in Gemara in a moment that that's really not the pshat in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, shir hadas the arava shloisha. A hadas and arava have to be 3 tvachim long. Lulav has to be above 4 tvachim long. Kedei shehe lulav yoytzim in a hadas tefach, so that the lulav extend beyond the hadasim and arava is 1 tefach. Reparnachem Rabbi Yochanan, shedri shalulav tzarech sheyeitzim in a hadas tefach. Now on the surface it sounds like the same thing. But no, Rashi says it's 2 different things, and we'll see in the Gemara it's 2 different things. What means 2 different things? The first memra of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is talking about the leaf of the shedra, that top leaf has to extend at least 1 tefach above the hadasim and arovis, which are attached in the koshulach in the agad. But apparently Rabbi Yochanan says it's not enough that the leaf that's sticking out; if the shedra itself, the spine of the lulav, has to stick out 1 tefach, and beyond that you have the top leaves, you have the tioimis and the extending leaves beyond that. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, 4 tvachim is not going to be enough. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's got to be at least 5 tvachim or more, because besides the hadas and arova, that's the 3 tvachim, then the shedra, the rest of the hard spine of the lulav, has to go at least 1 tefach above that. And then above that, then of course you have all the leaves which are extending, especially the tioimis, which is the middle leaf. Now, where does the middle leaf start and where does the shedra end? You feel it. Feel where the shedra is still nice and hard. That's the shedra. And the leaf starts getting soft, the middle leaf coming out, that's the tioimis. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's got to be more than just 4 tvachim. It's got to be at least probably 5 tvachim. Anyway, zog the Gemara tonight. We learned that our Mishnah, lulav sheyesh by gimel tvachim kidei lenanea boy is kosher. Now it sounds like it's got to be 3 tvachim, and you just told me it's got to be 4 plus. Make up your mind. The Gemara, eima uchidei lenanea boy kosher. When it says in the Mishnah kidei, you have to add a vav. The lulav has to be kidei gimel tvachim, just like the hadasim and arovis. And in addition to that, it's got to be kidei lenanea boy another tefach. How much is that additional kidei lenanea boy? Market islay. According to Shmuel, it has to be only the alim have to stick out 1 tefach more, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the alim and the shedra have to stick out more. So therefore, according to Shmuel, let's say 4 tefachim, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it'll be 5 tefachim or more. Toshima, we have a brayza. Shir hodos varovish loisha, velulav arba. Oh, here it says lulav is only arba. Myla bahadi alim. Isn't that also including the alim, and that's what makes up the 4? And therefore, we have a right in Yehuda Mishmuel. And in fact, that's how Yehuda Mishmuel said it. Shir hodos varovish loisha, velulav arba. So that the lulav would be towering over it by 1 tefach. Okay, that's the price. So if that's the case, Yishven Rabbi Yochanan says it's got to be in addition to the alim. The shedra has to be 4. So it's really not 4, it's 4 plus or 5 or more. So tomorrow, my love, adi alim, so why levad mi alim? When we say 4, we mean that the shedra has to end at the 4 tefach limit. And in addition to that, whatever the alim is sticking out. After all, you might have long alim which stick out an extra 2 tefachim, and you might have a shorter alim which only stick out 1 tefach or a half a tefach. So the key is that through the shedra, it's got to be 4, and then in addition to that, says Rabbi Yochanan, additional alim, whatever the additional height is. Gufa, shir hadas aravish lo yishev lulav is arba. Reb Tarfon oyma bi ama bas chamisha tefachim. So now we're going to get into Rabbosai some very, very, very elementary, simple arithmetic. No calculus, no geometry, no trigonometry. Very, very simple. Reb Tarfon says it's got to be ba'ama bas chamisha tefachim. The Gemara in the Havamina assumes that what Reb Tarfon is saying is that it's not enough for the hadas and arava to be shloisha, but the hadas and arava has to be 5 tefachim tall. 5 tefachim.
Omer Rava, so Rava said, Sharlei Marel Reb Tarfin. The Rabbi Yishom should be Moichel Reb Tarfin. In other words, what Reb Tarfin is saying is something which is almost impossible. Hashta Ovoi Shloi Shalom Nishkechinon. You know how difficult it is to go and find an Afit Ovoi, three up all the way to the top, and it shouldn't become a Hada Shoita and two and one. It's so difficult. That's why today everybody buys it in the cellophane, because it's already pre-checked. And you still got to check it, because sometimes it doesn't work out. Mita Hashkocha, Mita Aleph, 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 and all the wonderful things. Anyway, bottom line is, it is so hard to find Shloisha Tvachim. Bas Chamisha Miboyeh, you're telling me we have to find a Hadas which is five Tvachim. Give me a break, that I'll never have a kosher Hadas in my life. Five Tvachim. You didn't understand what Reb Tarfin meant. What Reb Tarfin meant is, Amma bashisha tvachim, asei oisa bas chamisha, instead of Rav Tarfin, meaning that it's got to be five tvachim long. No. Avad, he agrees with what we said in the name of Shmuel and the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It's got to be three tvachim long. But it's not three tvachim of your normal six tvachim amma. It's got to be three tvachim from a five tvachim amma. So you're saying to yourself, so what does that mean in practical terms? So let's do the arithmetic ourselves, if I say. You're converting now the same amma, leaving it the same size, but instead of subdividing it into six parts called six tvachim, we're going to subdivide it into five parts called five tvachim. As a result, each tefach, by definition, is going to be a little bit larger than the smaller tefach. The smaller tvachim are six. The larger tvachim are five tvachim to an amma. Okay, so how much bigger is it going to be? So, think about it for a moment. It means that every one of those tvachim is going to be the equivalent of one and a fifth of your regular tvachim. Why one and a fifth? Because if you multiply one times five is five, five times one fifth is one, and you get six altogether. So therefore, each one of these tvachim is one and a fifth long of the normal regular tvachim. And what our Gemara is telling us is, Reb Tarfin, you got to have three of those. So it means three times one and a fifth, and therefore you're going to get to three tvachim and three fifths. So instead of just regular three tvachim, it's going to be abyssalengu 3.6, 3 and 3 fifths of tvachim. That's what the Gemara tells us. Give a kick to Gemara, Nachamot. Ki asav di mi amar, you take an amma bashisha tvachim. Take your amma, which is 6 tvachim long. Asay oisah bas chamisha. Subdivide it now instead of 6 into 5. Say mihen shloisha lahadas. Now take out 3 for that, for hadasim. Vashar leluv, and then add on the additional tefach like we had before for the lulav. Kama havaluhu. So what is now the shear of the hadas? It'll be tlasa 3, utlasa chumshi, and 3 fifths. Like we said, because each tefach now is 1 and a fifth of your normal tefach. Frank the Amora, Kasha the Shmuel out of Shmuel. Based on this, now I have a steer of Shmuel. That's how we started off our Gemara. This shtickle Gemara we started off on Yiram Shmuel. Shir Hadas Varava is Shloisha. The Hasa on Rav Unam Shmuel, the same Shmuel said Allah Kirab Tarfin. And what did Rav Tarfin say? It's got to be the Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim, which we just interpreted to mean 3 3/5. So how much is it? Is it 3 Tvachim or is it 3.6 Tvachim? Make up your mind. It's the Chastid of Shmuel and Shmuel. It's more like talk, Shmuel, 3. Come on, one second. Aim them in like duck. When can you say I'm not medactic? That's when you're being machmir. And you're adding a little bit more. Okay, fishtech. I'm the kulam miyamrinan. If Shmuel really holds it a kaptarfin that it's got to be 3.6 tvachim, then how did Shmuel say, 3 tvachim is enough? I'm not being medactic. It's got to be 3.6. 3 is possible. 3.5 is possible. It's got to be 3 and 3 fifths. Everything where you have a good point. That's me. I'm really late. The cooler me. I'm really late. Doc, it's Kiyasa Robin over. Therefore, Robin said, "No, we have to interpret and explain Reb Tarfin again a little bit differently." I'm a bas chamisha tvachim. I say oisa shisha. You start off not with your normal amma of 6 tvachim. You talk about an amma of 5 tvachim. Where do we ever have an amma of 5 tvachim? You remember when we learned about the Masechtas Tvachim, Masechtas Yuma, we learned about the shiurim of the Mishkan. There's a machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yehuda whether the klei hamishkan when you have the midos in the Torah. We just had it recently. Right. Even the Sukkah we had it, right?
Of course.
Yaakov, Shkoyach. Rabbi Yaakov Abramchik reminds me that we had it here in Masechet Sukkah not too long ago in Daf Ches, where the Gemara was talking about how do I know that the minimum height of the sukkah has got to be 10 tefachim, and on top of that has to be the schach. And the Gemara says, oh, I know that from the kapoitis, because the kapoitis was on top of the aron, and the aron was 1.5 amos. 1.5 amos means that it was 9 tefachim. And therefore, the kapoitis, we learned from the miskeres or from the kruven that it was an extra tefach, 9 plus 1 is 10. The Gemara says, oh, teinach loitre meyer, that holds that the amma bashishvach, other view that holds it was only bas chamisha tefachim ayikalameim, and then we only have that the aron was 7.5 tefachim tall, and you add one more, it's 8.5 tefachim. So Gemara said, you have to learn from, Rabbi Yehuda Laka learns it from the halacha l'moishe misinai, that mechitzin and chatzitzin and shiurim are all halacha l'moishe misinai. So that's one of the din of halacha l'moishe misinai. Anyway, so we see that there is a concept and there's an actual amma bas chamisha tefachim. Says now Ravin, what Rav Tarfin meant was, take that amma bas chamisha tefachim and now subdivide it in the opposite direction. Make each one of these tefachim a little bit smaller. Asei oisa shisha. Now make 6 tefachim out of the 5. Now, how much, what will be the size of each one of these tefachim? So instead of being a little bit more, now it's going to be a little bit less. Which means each one of them is going to be 5/6 of an original tefach. Why 5/6? Because if you multiply, now I have 6 tefachim, I made it now into 6. If I multiply 6 times these 5/6, I'm going to come up with 5. So therefore, each one of these tefachim now is a little bit smaller. It's 5/6 of your normal tefach. Say mehen shloisha lahadas. Take now 3 of these mini tefachim for the hadasim. Vashar luluv, kam havluv. So how many are you going to have now? So let's think about that. You started
2.5.
Off. I'm sorry.
Has to be 2.5. Oh, six,
perfect, three. Perfect. So Shelley has given the answer away already. You start off that each one is 5/6. Now you did beautifully. Thank you very much. You helped us out. So it's 5/6. So now if you multiply that 3 tefachim, everybody agrees it has to be 3 tefachim. 3 times 5/6 gets you to 15/6. 6 divided into 15, Shelley has already told us, is 2.5. 2.5, right everybody? 2 times 6 is 12, then you have 3 left, 3/6, so you have 2.5. And the truth of the matter is, you don't even have to have that complicated arithmetic. Once we said that we subdivided these 5 tefachim into 6, and you have to take 3 of those 6, which means half of your amma, half of my original amma were 5 tefachim, half of 5 gets you to 2.5. So therefore, instead of requiring 3 3/5, and instead of requiring 3, I only have to have 2.5 tefachim. Oh, much easier. Bashar, and in addition to that, you have to add on the additional tefach, like we said, little 6 feet more kama ablahu. What is the cheshvin? Treyu palga, like we heard from Shelley, it's 2.5 altogether. Feiti more of six of kashim to Shmuel and Shmuel. Shmuel said on top, it has got to be 3 tefachim. Here it's me passing like a tarfin, only has to be 2.5 tefachim. To my light dog. Finally, that's when he said it's got to be 3. It doesn't really have to be 3. 2.5 is enough. So he, if you will, he rounded it up to the next highest digit. So he made it 3. But here, like Dr. Lechomer, it's okay. Worst comes to worst, you heard that he passed like a tar for 2.5. 2.5 is not a kosher. Ah, but 3. So 3 is certainly kosher. He's machmir. Fine. Start the new mission. I'm sorry? Yeah, the Rashi says that the Rashi says that you add an additional tefach of these tefachim according to Rav Tarfin. Either the bigger tefachim or the larger tefachim, according to the Havamin, it was the larger ones, according to the Maskana, it's the smaller ones. See Rashi in the middle of the Omid Hashar Lulav.
Sorry?
What's
the Maskana for the Shear of the Lulav?
The Maskana is according to our Gemara. This is not a maskon al halacha. It's a maskon of this gemara down below that according to the original Shmuel would have to be 3 plus 1, which would be 4, and according to Reb Tarfin it would have to be 2.5 plus 1, which would be 3.5. And then, of course, according to Reb Yochanan, you'd have to have the shedra in addition to that. Okay. On to the next mishnah. This mishnah is very similar in format and in halacha to the previous Mishnah. Hodos ha-gozul v'av-yavish. Just like we had the lulav ha-gozul v'av-yavish, we have now the hodos that was stolen or yavish that got dried out is posel. Why are they posel? So we already learned in the Gemara, gozul is posel on day number one, l'kachtem l'chem, and the rest of Yontif is because of mitzvah ha-boa b'aveir. Yavish is posel, according to Rashi in the Mishnah, was because of Zekhen and Vandeil, and Tosis disagreed based on the Gemara that we learned yesterday. It's because we have the Hekish pre-8 Hodr. But anyway, either way, these two are possible. If the Sholashen of Sholayni Dachas is possible, and we learned yesterday at the very end of the Omud, the reason why they're possible is not because they're a shtik Avoydazar, and Avoydazar is Osir Bano, because Mitzis Lav Lehenois Nidna. The reason why they're possible is because since these have to be burned, therefore the Mechtis Suse Shiure, it's as if they happen to already have been burned, you don't have the full shear of the 3 Tvachim that you need for the Hadassah. So those are all possible. Niktam Roisha, if the top of the Hadas has been cut off, or Nifritu Alav, the Alam, the beautiful myrtle leaves that you have down rows down on the Hadas, if they have fallen off, even though you reattach them, or show you Anov of Merubois Mi Alav, we had this come already before. What happens if you have the berries growing out of the Hadas stems? We don't typically see it, but you could, but the Arovas, sometimes you see it. Sometimes you see Arovas, which are part of the leaf. You don't typically see it by Hadassim, but they do also have berries that grow out. If you have more berries than you have the alim, then it's possible. The amiatun, but you, this is not irremediable. You can go and remedy it by going and cutting off those additional berries and just leaving the leaves behind, and then that is kosher. They mat miyon begin to the anyon, if you have to do that before yon. Don't you mind? Turn it about. It says in the pasuk, it doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk hadasim. It says you have to take anaf eight ovais. It says imar means she'anaf of choifin es eitzoy. The word anaf literally means branches, but of course we're not taking a whole tree. We mean that the leaves of the eitz of the stem are choifin es eitzoy. They cover over the stem. You hardly even see them. In other words, the eitz is so well covered by all of the hadasim leaves that it's mostly covered, and you can practically not even see the eights underneath it, which is covered over. What is this? That's exactly how it grows, because of the 3 leaves growing out at each from each stem, from each base. So it's nicely covered. If you look at the zayas stem, go and cut off such a shoot from the zayas tree, guess what? You'll see that it's also nicely covered. In other words, they're very large leaves and it covers the whole eights. So to have in an ovois for lekka. Here it says that it's got to be not only covering the eights, but it's also got to be ovois. Ovois means that it's as if it's braided. We don't mean literally braided, but the way it comes out so nicely, the 3 leaves from each root, it looks like it's braided. And that's not the case with the zayas. Figm of Amadulva. Maybe the dulva. Dulva is similar. Actually, says it's 8 armoin castaneres, which means from the chestnut tree. And the chestnut tree, there you'll see that it is also nicely braided with leaves coming up. Here I don't have that it covers the entire 8. And therefore, this the Hodas has both madreges, both midais. The number one, it comes up in such a braided fashion. And number two, it covers the whole 8 from top to bottom. What about Hirdoif? There too it has a very nice braid, and apparently it covers the stem. This, like we said in the Amud Aleph, that the Hirdoif unfortunately is very prickly and thorny, so if you take it in your hands it's going to cut you and you're going to be bleeding. What does that mean? Says Rashi, we've had Hirdoif elsewhere where the Gemara calls it Hardufni, and Hardufni is a poison, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't want you to go and use a poison for purposes of the Arab Minim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be Shalom, peaceful, Nishka poison. Tanabat Kalua Kimin Kalia, the Doimil Shalshel Zeu Hadas. The ideal Hadas is nicely, it looks like it's braided from top to bottom, like a Shalshel, almost like a chain that goes from bottom to top.
That's a beautiful harvest. Blessed be the Yaakov Oimer, and off it's always Eichetam, Eichet Peri Yishov. Have the Oimer Zeh Hadas. This Gemara on the surface is a bissel shver, because we normally say that Eitzim Peri Yishov is the Esrig, not the Hadassim. Now, I've never tasted the Eitzim and the Peris of the Hadassim, but our Gemara on the surface sounds like that's a Hadass, it's Eitzim Peri Yishov. However, on the side, in my Gemara, there's another Haggah, the Ritva says this Gears is not the right Gears of a rabbit should go and say, like we said before, Anaf Eitz Avois, Shanaf of Choifin Es Eitzoi. Like we said before, that the leaves come up in such a beautiful, majestic way that it covers over the stem. Tana. Eitz Avois. Karshav Shein Oin Avois is...
They're not going to be arguing about it.
No, so we're saying that this Girsul is incorrect. Because the Tam Eitz Peri Yishov, and this applies to Esroigim and not to Hadas. But the real Girsul is that it's covered nicely, that the myrtle leaves come up and they cover the entire stem. But it could be that they have a totally different taste. I mean, I never tasted one for the other.
You go like the
Rishon, and
it doesn't, there's no
really machlokes. It's no with the previous. You're right, it's just really repeating.
Is incorrect.
There's no machlokes. Everybody's saying the same thing. Tana, eitz ovis kosher, she'ena ovis posel. If it's nicely braided, it's kosher. Not, it's not. Hey, chidami ovis. What it means ovis? Explain. What means that it's needed braided? What does that mean? Amr of Yehuda, v'hu tekaimi tlosa tarfet bikina. Kina means the shoresh, the root from which the three alim, the three leaves, are extending and emanating. If all three come together from the same shoresh, that's what we mean by ovis, nicely braided, beautiful stem, covered, very nice. Afkana mafila trevachat. No, even two in one is also okay. And Mimora is going to call that in another moment the hadas shoita, which is very, very common in the market. And therefore, when you are checking your hadasim, you have to be very, very careful to make sure that all three alim come from the same root, because if it's two, and then right beneath it is the third one, no good. But Rav Kahana said it is good. Not only did Rav Kahana say it is good, but Rav Acha Berei, the Rav Mahadir Atrei V'chad, he dafka took two and one. However, nothing mipumid Rav Kahana, he considered Rav Kahana to be a Kadosh Elyon, a real Godel Hadar. If Rav Kahana said two and one is kosher, I want to show the Rabbi side two and one is kosher. However, Omele Mar Bar Ameimel Ravashi, Mar the son of Ameimel said to Ravashi, Abba, my father Ameimel, Lahahu Hadas, he would call such a Hadas a Hadas Shoyte Karilei. What means a Hadas Shoyte? The Hadas could have come out 3-3-3 and be kosher. Give a kickazah Shoyte as a Hadas, and it was two and one. It's unbalanced. It's like an unbalanced individual. There's an unbalanced Hadas, and that's why he called a Hadas Shoyte, which means that it's not kosher. And that's the Halacha, two and one is not kosher. It's a Hadas Shoyte. Years and years ago, I was once on the subway shuttle, and I was learning Sukkah, and a person sat down next to me who looked exactly like a Yemenite chief rabbi, with a nice turban, a nice long beard, with a nice long toga. He really looked like a chief rabbi. Anyway, he sits down next to me, he sees that I'm learning the Gemara, and he asks me in Hebrew, what means Hadash Shoyte? So I told him, an unbalanced, like you just said, an unbalanced. He said, no, it's a misreading. It's really not Shoyte, it's really Soyte. Soyte means that it goes on a detour instead of going normally the way it should be, 3-3-3. Each one of the leaves decide, I don't want to go together with everyone. And therefore it's a sin and not a shin. And therefore it's almost sinful when you say that it's Hadash Shoyte. It's Hadash Soyte. And he said that that's also the makar of Soyte that we have in the Torah, the Nozer and the Soyte. She was also Sot. She detoured from the way a Benoist Yisrael is supposed to act together with their husbands. And she went off the Derech on a detour. That's why it's called a Soyte. And that's why he said it wasn't from him. He brought it from a Friedika like a twice. Anyway, we'll stop over here. Rabbi said to be continued tomorrow. I give the Chodesh, everyone. Have a wonderful day. We're going to learn tomorrow approximately 10 to a 5 to 8, whatever Barry sends out. Sai Gizun, tomorrow morning.
Call Kadosh Avimo. Are you coming with an entourage?
No, I'm going to come together with the Heilige Beshef. Wherever I go, the Rebbein Shalom goes with me. Ein oid muvadi, no other Rebbein Shalom. And if you can count the Rebbein Shalom towards the minion, it's great. Otherwise, it's just me, myself. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Have a good Mechoidish and Zagi Bench, everyone.
There are three of you. Me, myself, and I.